Are you aware of how many opportunities you've lost because you were too scared to speak English? Like, are you actually aware? I'm not saying this to judge you. I'm saying this as a friend who wants to help you grow and be a better person. I know exactly how you feel because I've been there. And I want to tell you something that might change your entire perspective around this. So stay with me, bear with me. So while I was working in the United States, I worked as a waitress and I had to serve customers all the time. And there was one day that I vividly remember, this gentleman comes to the table and I go up to the table with a smile, of course, and I say, "Hi, I don't know, I make some small talk, how are you doing? What can I get for you? Blah, blah, blah." And he does not answer anything. He looks at me. And he goes, he makes a face like this and he goes, "Well, that's a strong accent you've got. Are you from Russia?" Just for context, I'm not from Russia. I'm from Macedonia. But Macedonian and Russian language are very similar to the ear of other people. They're very similar. And just as I go to answer, just as I'm trying to say, "No, I'm not from Russia," blah, blah, blah. He goes, "I can see you're trying hard, but I can still hear it. It's still strong." Okay, and if this is the first time you're seeing me, I was trying half of my life to sound like a native, and probably I succeeded. I don't know. People say I do sound like a native. I don't know. That's not the context. Disregard that. But the point is, what he said and the way he said it so casually, like he's making small talk, like he's commenting on the weather, to me, it was a bullet. It literally hit me like a hurricane, and I tried to be strong and stay in the conversation and get his order. And the moment I did, I went into the kitchen, and I remember I bursted into tears. Like, I started weeping and weeping and weeping, and people were asking me, "What is wrong? What happened?" And I say, I just couldn't say. And I said, "It's a rude customer. That's it. That's all you need to know." After this conversation, I know that after this moment, I started to doubt myself even more, and I stopped talking unless it was necessary. All I did was go to work, hope that people are not going to comment on my accent anymore. They're not going to be judgmental. They're not going to think I'm stupid just because I don't sound like them. So I avoided small talk. I was kind of rude even to the customers. And this was because I thought that every person who looked at me was secretly thinking, "Oh, who is she? She doesn't belong, or her English is not good enough, or she's stupid. She's not for this job," or whatever. And just like that, I built my own prison, which was not out of doors and steel and whatever. It was out of silence. I became so quiet. And a few weeks passed by, and it became so heavy for me to hold this that I couldn't hold it anymore. I just couldn't. And one day I finished my shift and I went to the beach and I called my mom crying and weeping. And I said, I can't do this anymore. I just can't. Nobody understands me here. I'm trying so hard, but it seems that the more I'm trying, the worse I sound. The more I'm trying, people are mean. And I will never, ever forget what she told me next. She said, "People are people. And people always judge. They project their own insecurities and fears onto others, onto yourself. But it's up to you to accept it or decline it. If you accept it, it's going to become your prison. And if you decline it, it becomes mindset work. You must internally agree with yourself that I am good enough, even if it's not perfect. I am enough, even when I make mistakes. I am enough, even when people judge me, even when I'm disliked. Internally agree with yourself. Only then you rise above. Only then you grow." So if you're able to develop the ability to be disliked, that's the only way to free yourself from the prison of the opinion of others. And I want you to hear this as many times as you need. Because if you want to change your life, if you want to get a better job that requires you to speak better English, if you want to make more money, again, that requires that you speak better English, then the only way to do this is to develop this ability to be disliked. Even when you're not perfect, even when people are saying things, because again, remember my mother's words, people are people and people always judge. It's your responsibility to accept it or decline it. And if you decline it, you rise above it. This is exactly what we'll be working on starting from September. So if you want to work with me, comment the word email and I will send you a link to sign up to the waitlist. And when September comes, I am going to send you an email when we open doors so you can join me. Bye!